readings are 180, 088, 2.0, 1.4, 115, 115, 115, amps are 0, volts are 70, 68, 68, 100, 100, rear motors all scale low, forward motors all scale low.
Okay, we copy. You should be about 40 meters from Plum, is that right?
No, we're not. We're right on the rim, if that's okay with you.
That's okay.
You can
be able to see everything we do.
Okay.
For some reason, I'm not bouncing out of this thing like I thought I would.
Are you still in the ray material there at Plum?
No.
Good. We don't want to be.
The ray material is about 50 meters to the east of us, Tony.
Outstanding.
Okay, we saw the bowlers in Buster. We saw the northeast. We didn't see the northeast star. Okay, I've got the displays. I'm going to get the pan up on the rim of Flag Crater. Yeah, was that some crater, Tony? Woo! It's a smooth crater. Very subdued, but it's really steep, and there's some smaller craters, 10 meters or so, on the sides.
We should be getting the TV up before long at this site. One of the things the crew hopes to sample at Flag Crater is local Cayley Formation. The reason that they're interested in avoiding the ray material is that it most likely comes from South Ray Crater and would not represent the local Cayley Formation.
Tony, the sides are steep enough to cast a shadow from the sun, so you can estimate from what our sun angle is what the walls of that are. Hey, is okay if I turn you around to dust the snow out of your eyes there?
Okay.
Right on the inner rim,
it has some
blocks in it that are not too big, cobble size, I'd say. Does that help any, Houston?
We don't have a picture yet.
While we're waiting for the television to come through and the communications to clear up, we would like to pass along that all is well with Ken Mattingly and Casper. We'll be reacquiring Casper shortly there. That spacecraft is now behind the moon, coming up on its 26th revolution.
It's crazy. The size of this thing is pretty steep. I'm not going to get down too far. I can't see the bottom of it.
Good idea, Charlie.
Southwest flank of Plum. Yeah, on the southwest flank of Plum, we have a buried boulder that is about a meter tall, and that's the only boulder we see of any consequence here in Plum. Flag on the southwest rim, about halfway down into the crater, we see a block that's sticking out that's very angular. And it's in an area of wider albedo. It's probably a buried block. I wouldn't call it bedrock. See nothing that looks like bedrock.
Okay, how far down from the rim was it?
Halfway.
Okay.
Hey, rake soil coming up.
Okay.
That's done at up on Flag. Do some sampling and radial along Flag. Oh, there's a great place for the rake. See right up there?
Yeah, we do.
12 o'clock.
Yep.
Yeah, I got the rake. Let's see, that's all I need. I can shovel.
The guy is alive.
Yeah, I got the rake. Let's see, that's all I need.
can see him.
Big Eye is alive.
Okay, let's go.
So here we go. Hey, we're going up to where it's more cobbly, Tony, to get the rake sample. It's pretty smooth right here.
Okay, the rake sample should be one crater diameter away from Plum, and it doesn't have to be...
Plum, right.
Doesn't have to be too cobbly there.
Okay. Okay, well...
That's about it then, John.
Yeah, but I don't think any of it... The rocks from here may have come from Plum, but they may be some other place too.
Well, let's do what they want us to do.
All right.
Right, the intent was to get other things than Plum right there.
Right out there, in my shadow. There's some right there. That might
you're going to get them.
Hey, down sun, 11. Footer.
Right here, Charlie?
Yeah, that's fine.
And John, did we get a chance? Did we get a frame count from you?
Hey, Tony, I'm at 50, Magazine Bravo.
Okay.
Okay, I'm at 10, Magazine Bravo. Apparently you're standing in the shadow.
Sorry, I'm moving. Man, it's so easy to get around up here.
Okay, let's do it.
There's the locator. Then we'll start the old rake for the first time. Get that beauty right there. Look at it. Come through that regolith, would you?
Charlie Houston, we'd like you to check your primary water valve.
Go ahead.
Make sure it's open.
Okay, I'll let John check it. I'm feeling good. Nice and cool. Can you check it?
Yeah. Hey, man. Not sure it was all the way open. Yeah, it's open, Charlie. It's all the way open.
Yeah, we copy that.
It's open all the way.
Yeah, I feel good cooling, Tony. Hey, move out. Let's get around out of the way there. Another rake. Okay, Tony, we got about...
Okay, Charlie, we think you're about to run out of primary seed water. Stand by for the tone. Just press on there.
Okay, already? Is that right?
That's primitive.
Put a man cooling. Okay, y'all been expecting it.
All the way up is dead, isn't it, Houston?
Yeah. Hey, man, I'm losing all of those.
Yeah.
About, there's three little ones.
Two little ones now. Hey, yeah, better get another one.
There's a glassy one right there. I can't tell what the other ones are.
Yeah, they're all dust coated. Want me to go lower or higher?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Okay, Tony, we got about a half a sack full going in bag, what is it?
373.
372.
372.
372 with three rakes. Over.
Okay, we copy that. 372.